Shop the President's Day sale at Grand Appliance for unbeatable appliance deals and a hassle-free buying experience that includes fast delivery, expert installation, and personalized service from start to finish. Save now on top brands like LG with top-load washers starting at $5.99 and counter-depth max French door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Learn more at grandappliance.com or one of Grand's local showrooms in Indianapolis and Lafayette. That's Grand Appliance, appliance experts since 1930.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we go. It's Hour 1, G-Bag Nation on 105.3. The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Welcome in on this What You Drinking, What You Thinking Football Friday here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers, 105.3. The Fan. They're about to start playing baseball in Surprise. We'll have updates throughout the day. General at your service. Salute to you. There's Brian Broaddus, the former Cowboys scout, NFL executive, Super Bowl champ. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup at Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh, keeping the Gators down best he can. Eric Chiafalo is here. Woolchuck taking a 3-day weekend touring preschools today there for baby Eliza. So best of luck to the Woolly Bully and his family. Of course, Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105throughthefan.com, Twitch, and on YouTube. Do want to tease this for 440, guys. Tell me if this intrigues you. I put together the definitive 6 reasons that if LeBron James leaves the Lakers, he will be coming to the Mavs. You are 2 hours and 38 minutes from that. Maybe 43 minutes.
Hey, after the performance he put on last night on the second night of a back-to-back, putting the team on his back, I'll tell you what.
Shot the lights out.
That fires me up.
Yeah, I guess at this point, not an elite defender anymore. Especially against some of the greatest players in the game. But that's the only sign of age on this guy. He's still a top 10 producer in all your major categories and offensive efficiencies and everything. And yeah, so they had a 6-game winning streak before the trade. Luka comes in, they stumble. The Lakers fans are upset with Luka, and then he load manages or whatever he did last night, and LeBron goes off. You think he's making a statement?
Heck yeah, he is. He wants to remind everybody that he's still that dude. And no matter what his teammates are or have been, Anthony Davis, Luka now included, he's a guy that you can pretty much depend on night in, night out, unless you really care about the All-Star stuff and you're still ticked off at him about that because it's like, wow, you couldn't play in the All-Star weekend.
Then all or of a sudden put on your uniform.
Then, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then you go back-to-back nights playing some serious basketball.
Yeah, that was impressive.
Soaring through the air on some serious dunks as well.
I mean, beating Portland isn't that hard, let's be honest, but they
Portland's
were on an 8-game winning streak.
Portland's playing better.
A couple weeks ago, yeah, they have been playing better. Yeah. Okay, it's a back-to-basketball Friday for the Mavs as well. They host the Pelicans at 7:30. They have won 4 of the 5 through this chaos. That's what your Mavericks have done for you. I think the AAC faithful have done a heck of a job supporting these guys. And I think a lot of them love their Mavs, no matter what it says on the back of the jersey. I salute those kind of fans. I think it does take all kinds of fans to make the world go around. I'm not saying I discount the protest validity or I even want them to stop. You know, I think they probably have stopped for now. I don't know. Maybe they'll surprise me tonight, though, and come back in there for a round 3. That'd be something. But, you know, they just have 2 more losses right now than the 6th-place Clippers. So, you know, I don't know if it's likely, but just to let you know, I know we're talking play-in at this point. That'd be my expectations. They are a play-in team, But if they can keep this rolling a little bit, I don't know. Clippers played well last night. I know Kawhi Leonard's healthy, and that's a big difference for them. You know, when they get him, they can start getting it rolling pretty good.
Just give it about 5 or 6 minutes, though, Dawson. You know how that works.
Okay, the other game of interest tonight, though, Warriors at the Kings. Golden State, couple of games behind the Mavs in the standings, but they've been looking good since the trade. Jimmy Butler, possibly the yin to Steph's yang, is what they're saying out there in Golden State. Might have a perfect combo. I know Draymond Green said, we're going to go win the championship now, and he said he'll follow both Jimmy Butler and Steph all the way there to championship time.
That's exactly how it'll work. Yeah. He will guarantee the championship, and then he'll be looking at Steph like, please God, make this come
make
true
this
for
shot,
me.
Shot, yeah.
Could you go off for about 16 points in 3 minutes again, buddy? Okay. Yeah, you know, a lot going on here with the NBA, obviously, but big news in the show yesterday was Zach Martin's retirement, indicating he's going to shut it down. Reminded me of my first week on The Fan when Flozell Adams retired. Mm. And this one is, you know, significantly bigger, but Flozell was a big deal as well. Brandon Laurie, Cowboys, listed the Cowboys' legacy players of this era to never make a Super Bowl. Tony Romo, Jason Witten, Zach Martin, DeMarcus Ware, Tyron Smith, Dez Bryant, Sean Lee, mm-hmm. Travis Frederick, Ezekiel Elliott. Would you put anybody else on this list? I think you got them all.
Did it Tank?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he didn't think about Tank, you know, because of out of sight, out of mind,
yeah,
kind of a deal. Maybe he didn't think Tank was a legacy player. I think mm-hmm. Tank
Hot Boys, though.
Yeah.
We'll never forget the Hot Boys.
Never forget the Hot Boys.
You can't tell the story about the Dallas Cowboys without talking about the Hot Boys. As a glaring oversight.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a while back as well, but you know, there's several players from the late 2000s as well that you could put in here. At any rate, Micah Parsons retweeted it with, that list is coming to an end. We're going to stop putting new names on that list, starting with me. Maybe Jerry agreed that it's time to try to buy a championship. Micah knows something.
Micah is just trying to will it into existence, man. I get it. I understand it. At some point, he will be jaded enough to just say, okay, I know what this means. If I'm here, cool, it'll be fun, but we won't be winning. If he gets that itch at some point here in the next few years to go Miles Garrett, he will find a contender.
The thing about it is he'll have a platform to do it on, too.
Yeah, he'll announce his trade request on his show.
He will absolutely just roast Dallas on this platform he has, yeah.
Oh, that's a good point.
That'll be quite a post-career media, you know, possibility. Yeah. Maybe a book.
Yeah.
Definitely a podcast, a lot of hot takes. Could you imagine if he leaves? I mean, at some point, I think until the Jones family decides to change their approach to how they manage the salary cap, all of the greats have a decision to make. Do I just want to retire like Zach Martin, or do I want to go try to win a championship like DeMarcus Ware or some of these other guys? I would chase the championship. You know, I think everybody's got their own decision to make, and for different reasons. You know, Zach Martin apparently decided that he's just going to hang him up for good. But I did see a breakdown earlier this week, the top six free agent additions at every position last year. And like 75% of them performed below expectation. Only a couple, like there's a smattering of, wow, oh, there's a Zach Bond. Look at that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I think the Cowboys take that as a cautionary tale against it. The last time they really committed to free agency was Brandon Carr. They got an average player. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I would say that's kind of the risk that you have to assume to build a great team right now. And you have to keep your fingers crossed that you nail on them. And if you don't get them all right and you're not good enough, you got to then follow it up with a couple of trades at the deadline. You know, I think there's got to be a relentlessness to team building instead of letting these kind of stats it's been a trend in free agency for decades, Brian. Usually the big signings don't pan out.
No, they usually don't. And, you know, there's a couple of avenues. But the one thing that I did learn watching Philadelphia and how their team was built and watching how they performed in the Super Bowl and really all season because they're in your division, the thing I learned is you have to be able to do both. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to sign players. And through free agency, whether they're high dollar ones or minimal ones, you have to be able to do that. And you have to do that with regularity. You can't just be a sometime team doing that, you know, and you, maybe you're going to miss on one or two, but you know, you might hit on a guy like a Zach Bond, you know, and it works out for you. I think the Cowboys could be very happy with what they got out of Carl Lawson. You know, sometimes you can hit on those things, but you got to be able to draft. You got to be able to trade, and you got to be able to sign free agents. And if you're only playing in the pool of one of the three, you're going to have a team that's probably the third best team in the division. You know, you're just not, you know, the other teams are ahead of you on that. And if you're not willing to spend money, and I'm not just saying spend money, sign your own, because that's been a big problem for this football team.
It has.
They have not been. They have not done a good enough job of evaluating their own.
No.
And that's where you get in trouble.
You got to move on from more than they do.
Yeah.
But, you know, as another branch on that sort of Zach Martin topic tree, I feel like his offensive line shielded this team from reality. It allowed them to believe, we're close. We got a lot of good stuff going on. You had a great offensive line for a decade and allow you to win a lot of games. And now, you know, it's time to get busy building the next one. Saints are hiring former Chargers coach Brandon Staley as their DC for Kellen Moore. He was the assistant this year with the Niners. He was an assistant with the Niners. And before the Chargers, he was on the scene with the Rams as their defensive coordinator under Sean McVay. So it'll be interesting to see if he can rekindle some magic there with our buddy Kellen Moore over there in New Orleans. So congrats are in order for Canada, guys. You know, I just, I hate that moment. It happens all the time in a hockey game where you're hoping. The puck's flying around the goal on your end. It doesn't go in, but you're thinking, okay. And then they get possession, and then the guy's open. All of a sudden, it's over. And that's why it's called sudden death, Brian. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate that the U.S. had some really good chances there in the overtime period to put this game away. And you know, they kept a lot of pressure on Bennington and the Canadian defense. You know, there was some great opportunities with some shots, with some rebounds around the net. The way the puck bounced a couple of times, they were in position to put it away and end this thing. And you know, when you don't do that, when both teams are as even as they were, and I think that Canada, with some of the injuries that the U.S. was dealing with, you know, at the end, it just, the Canadian team just being a little bit better. But you leave Connor McDavid in the slot like that with a puck on the tape, that thing's going to be in the back of the net. And I mean, as soon as it got to him and I saw how open he was, you know, then there was, you know, and maybe some of the injuries that, you know, defensively for the U.S. right there, you know, maybe some of the players they didn't have on the ice at the time, hurt them in trying to, you know, mark McDavid like they needed to in that particular sequence. It was a rough way to lose it, but again, you give the one of the best players in the world that kind of opportunity.
Yeah,
he's not going to miss
that. Yeah, and it was their best player outperforming yours. You were waiting for Austin Matthews to meet the moment.
He had
multiple chances in overtime, and then I believe it's him the one that allows McDavid the opening there for the game winning shot. So, yeah, it was very even. It was extremely fun. You're always worried that you have a Super Bowl moment where you build up this incredible game and then you're a period into it or whatever and it feels like it's the onslaught's on and it's already over in either direction for USA. Yeah. That would have been awesome, but I mean you had an unbelievable game, and to have it end that way was absolutely gut-wrenching.
It was, man. It was. And, you know, salute to the players for going out there and putting on a hell of a show from both sides, you know. And this is an incredible tournament. Hopefully they can do this every year or every couple of years. I don't know what the plan is, but I think it's genius. You know, we're still in a situation in the U.S. where they say Mike Modano's the best American-born hockey player ever. You know, I don't think any of the top five players currently by goals are Americans. You know, so I do think we gotta be honest with ourselves, and this is what happens when you go up against a country where their entire culture is around one sport. You know, we're scattered. It's hard to find quality coaching. It's hard to find quality inspiration for our kids. We're doing a hell of a job competing, and we're picking up ground as the sport continues to gain popularity. And you know, it's all across the southern U.S. Yeah. Now, so there's better access to it, but. You know, it's basically trying to figure out a way to beat Brazil when everybody's playing beach soccer from the time they're 3 years old entire lives.
You're absolutely right. I think the thing that gives me hope for American hockey, we talked about it yesterday, are the junior tournaments, the junior wins that they've had. Those are players that will be in future Olympics, future games like these. future big time NHL games, Stanley Cup playoff games. I was encouraged that I didn't realize that Austin Matthews was from Arizona, you know, and that's kind of you're thinking about. You're not thinking about Arizona yeah. being a hockey state. You're thinking about Arizona losing a hockey team to Utah.
But yeah, it's like a cliff climbing state.
It's like, yeah, you're kind of like, wow, okay. I'm thinking of, you know, other athletes.
Some golf.
Yeah, other athletes coming from Arizona, but one of the better players in the NHL happens to come. So that's encouraging to me as long as we continue to build rinks for ice time for young hockey players.
Yeah.
You've got a great shot to continue to close the gap on Canada.
And I think it's a tremendous trampoline now for the last of the season and the playoffs. Like, I bet TV ratings are going to be higher than they've been in recent yeah. years as a result of the excitement. I'm excited about the Stars more now as a result of that tournament. ESPN Bet, by the way, putting their odds to win the Stanley Cup today at 9-1. Say it's a pretty good value, nearly 10-1 on your money for one of the better teams out there with quality and experience. And, of course, Miro and Sagan will be back before the playoffs as well. Okay, we are off and running here on a Friday. Of course, what you drinking, what you thinking coming up at 5:20. So if you are cracking them, you know, just go ahead and set a reminder on your phone. You know how you can lose time.
Or consciousness. Time. Yeah.
Yeah, or consciousness. Yeah. So you're going to want to have that alarm set. Liverpool have been drawn against PSG in the Champions League round of 16. Real Madrid will face Atletico Madrid. Elsewhere in today's draw, it's Bayern Munich and Bayer Leverkusen. And Arsenal's going to take on PSV Eindhoven. Barcelona against Benfica. The first leg of the match is coming up March 4th and 5th, and then March 11th and 12th. FC Dallas open their season tomorrow night at Houston, and their home opener is going to be March 8th against Chicago. Okay, should other sports copy Four Nations? What would that look like? G-Bag of the day right after that right here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers, 105.3.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
fan. Yeah, buddy. Welcome back, Nation. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel and Frankel 214 or 817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Wyatt Langford, mild oblique strain, says Bruce Bochy. Injury occurred a few days ago. Langford originally didn't think he would need to back off of training or anything, but he felt it again when taking swings yesterday. So the staff ordered an MRI, and the strain has been exposed. Okay, so yeah, hopefully that's nothing. You know, doesn't sound like it's significant, Brian, but it's an annoying way to get this spring underway, isn't it?
No, but it sounds like, according to Kennedy Landry of MLB.com, the Jonah Heim had the first hit.
Let's go.
Of the Cactus League play. And then right after that, Ezekiel Durant followed with one right after that. So back-to-back hits for the Rangers.
Oh, that's good news. I love it. Yeah, the Jonah Heim stuff, man. Hopefully that is a sign of things to come for him. If he can rekindle the World Series championship season that he had, I think that's going to go a long way for this team to get back to where they want to be.
Yeah, along with Higashioka, you have quality depth now. If Heim could go ahead and bounce back and you could just have a 1-2 punch there, a 1-2 damn punch at catcher, that'd be something. It is still scoreless in the first inning right there in surprise, Brian.
I just saw her tweet.
A couple of hits.
Yeah, there's a couple back-to-back hits. And they said the exit velocity on that thing, on that Heim hit, was almost 99 miles an hour. So that's good. Off to a good start doing it that way.
Huge year two for Langford. Can he take the next step and possibly establish himself firmly as a star or flirt with superstardom? Bochy says, we don't think this injury will impact opening day, but this is why you need depth to handle bumps in the road, not just in spring training, but during the season. That's why it's critical you have guys that can step in and be productive.
Well, I mean, we're basically walking on the field, and we've already got injuries.
Yeah.
I mean, this is why sports bothers me sometimes.
It's the worst part about sports.
I'm sorry, and there's some things I disagree with Mike Bacsik. I think athletes today are better than athletes from my era. You know, whether you're watching the NBA or any things, I disagree with that.
But it's that T word.
What, the T word?
Toughness.
Every time we go to, it seems like, oh, we're in Oxnard, or oh, we're in Surprise, or we're, you know, it's like you can't just go and have like 5 or 6 practices in a row without somebody not getting hurt.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it was Josh Young, you know, fielding ground ball. Oh, he took one off the finger. He took one on the wrist. Oh, he's going to be, you know, and you're like,
calf strain last year
what
for him.
What the hell? We're just
shagging balls.
We're trying to find where the restroom is here at the facility. I mean, we haven't been here for 10 minutes.
You would expect finely tuned athletes that had so much muscle.
Why?
I mean, that's the key to avoiding injury. They're not stretching enough. They got a bad diet.
You did a top 10 list of fat athletes yesterday.
Just out of shape ones, to be
okay,
fair.
Fat athletes, you know, you did a list and we were talking about
it. We had to honor Luca in some way.
Well, I wasn't pinning it on Luca, but I'm just saying, it seems like to me, like, if you went out there and kind of stretched like the 58 Colts, where you kind of rolled your arms around and kind of did a couple of squat thrust things, you'd play 14 games.
Couple of jumping jacks.
Yeah, it's like, you know, they'd spell out Colts, you know, and then, all right, let's break. And then those dudes would smoking cigarettes, drinking a tab in the locker room during the Super Bowl, whatever.
Built different, dude.
It's so nowadays, literally, they're walking to the field. Oh, my toe. Oh, my calf.
Yeah.
Oh, my lower back. You know, and what have you been doing all year? What are we doing? You have time to get hurt when you're not. You know, you're not playing ball for me today.
I figure if I was that age, I would just go from like vacation spot to vacation spot for about 90 days until it was time to come back to spring training. And then I'd try to play my way into shape.
Maybe Luca did know something. Maybe Luca did know something there showing up the way he did. Maybe he knew.
No, because he was still getting all the soft tissues. I don't know. It's unexplainable for some of these guys.
Am I wrong? Like, why does it seem like every time it's like something the day of?
I do think there's something to it. I also think today's athletes are two things. Number one, they're wound tighter because they're so dang strong, especially a guy like Langford. He might have too much muscle to be a baseball player.
Sure.
But then number two, they can fix everything, right? So in previous generations, like in the 70s and 80s, before like an ACL surgery, if you were an injury-prone guy, you tore your ACL in high school, your career's over.
You're done. Yeah.
So that injury-prone guy is off of TV. Yeah. He's out of Major League Baseball for the rest of his life. Yeah. Now you get fixed three times before you even debut in the big leagues. You're an injury-prone son of a gun. So that's why it seems everybody gets hurt. They're not selected for durability by the process anymore.
I would just like to go walk out on the walk to the field and like see everybody playing, everybody practicing. Not like five guys standing over there like working on, bands.
Especially now. It's not too much to ask now before we've even been able to sit on our Southwest flight to fly to Surprise.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, just a bump in the road. Every year we have a bump in the road when this thing opens up. Like, the mayor of Surprise is like, welcome to the Rangers. By the way, five guys are on the disabled list. I don't think they call it disabled list, right? Anymore, no. They call it something else.
IL.
The injured list.
Yeah. Disabled community was very offended.
I didn't mean that. I meant that the IL.
You cleaned it up.
Yeah. I tried.
Yeah.
God.
It's not as jarring as when you say the original name of the Washington NFL team. You know, you and Wolchuk going on and on about that one.
I mean, that was their name.
Yeah, it was. It's historically accurate.
And it, you know what? Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
No, you're good.
Don't feel ashamed.
You're good.
Don't feel ashamed.
Okay.
I feel ashamed, Luke.
Don't feel ashamed.
9-4-0 says, the difference between injured and hurt, they think they're injured because something hurts. Yesterday's athletes played through that pain. Yeah. Well, I think today the trainers have medical knowledge to know that if you're playing with something pulled, you're more likely to tear something else in the chain.
Sure.
You're putting the team asset actually at significant risk by, quote, toughing it out.
I am only looking at day one of spring training baseball.
No, and I love it. I love what you're doing over there. I kind of wonder if there's something in that bottle over there. You know, the way you're acting, it's cracking me up.
Pitchers. You dipping into it a little bit?
No, prepping the body for next week?
Broadus cannot stop talking about next week in Surprise. We're boozing. He's like, guys, don't forget. I know how to sneak in a big bottle, big handle of Tito's.
If they get caught, you just kind of act like you didn't know what you're doing. You're kind of like,
play the old man card.
From?
Yeah.
You play like, oh, no, it's a gift from one of the clubhouse guys. And they'll, like, you know.
You're like Barry Switzer at DFW.
Play it on CY.
And then we're walking out and I drop it in the trash can on the way out.
No, it's just water.
Wait, where's the recycling?
I'm just telling you, I just wish that I could go to one of these things and like see all of them practice and not be hurt the first day that we get there.
It is a little bit of a downer, coming off the Cowboy season and now the MAB season. We're on a bad run of injuries here. We need some good.
Those hockey dudes will play through it now. You almost have to kill them to keep them off the ice.
That was a little jarring.
Yeah.
Now it's time for Lucius.
Perfect transition.
Let's go into the Pimp Cup, where it is time now for the best audio from the world of sports, pop culture, talk radio, or the internet. We'll play them all. Vote on which one we like the best. It's your G-Bag of the Day. Here's LA.
For he is a jolly good fellow. Shout out to you, Broadus, for bringing the burgers through.
Yeah.
The Burger Street Burgers.
Extra mayonnaise you get taken care of?
I've got taken care of.
Good
and
deal.
You did say get the double meats.
Yes.
And I got the double meats. And boy, it was slapping.
Yeah.
And food don't slap.
Appreciate that.
It smacks. Yeah, we have the meats. It was really good.
Yeah, like the bacon was all curly.
Yeah, curly.
It was
good, man. My joint's falling apart. It's really good.
Well, glad you liked it, man. Good call. It has a
special place. It has a special place in my heart because that's where my dad used to take me on Saturdays after I help him clean his Camaro out.
Wow.
Yeah. Now let's go get a burger, son. And that's till that book it thing came around. Then it became Pizza Hut because I get a free pizza. Bring it back. We need that. The levels. All right, anyway.
It's a unique building, by the way. The color scheme.
Yeah.
They're like, I think I've seen one of these before. And it's like kind of that Miami Dolphin.
Yeah.
That neon.
Yeah, it feels like it belongs on the sand on a beach somewhere, a little burger shack.
That's Burger Street.
And Am I tripping? Is there a Burger Street and a Burger Station? Am I tripping?
Burger Station?
I heard it was a Burger Station. Anyway,
there's Burger House. My buddy Chris Canellis owns the Burger House across from SMU. Greek, Chris. Yeah, man, the burger houses are good.
Get in your bag, Chris. Yeah. All right, our winner and champ right here is the Fan After Dark. Blake was dealing with a fan texter who
this
was
is no, it, right? Day
long,
five?
This is day five. Okay. This is day five. Yeah. Fan text was no longer feeling him, and it just got weird after that.
682 is not dating me. Blake, dating I'm starting you. To not like you. I'll finish.
What a thing to say.
On Valentine's Day.
What a thing. Man, why? What'd he say?
I loved Boy, you when you sure. started.
Okay.
But you got to stop being a hater. You smash on Fred, and he's pretty non-objective despite being a KC native.
Oh, we got a Fred Truther on there.
Okay.
Yeah, we got Fred's all, burner on here.
First of all. Hey, look. Hey, thanks. I mean, we both bust on each other.
Ooh.
I mean, every...
No, I gotta leave the show. No. No way you just said that. I am not a part of the show.
Bust anymore. Chops, people. Bust chops.
Okay, two things
bust
I never
chops
noticed.
Still help it out, bro.
Not at all.
Still.
No.
Yeah, Fred was a vintage Fred right there. Some of the greatest broadcasting ever. But he starts his monologue with, first of all, AA look. That's six windups before the payoff pitch.
He's a proper legend already, an
that's
instant
so
legend.
Good.
Why'd you do that?
He's incredible.
Why'd you do that, Austin?
It's cracking me up, dude.
Oh,
six windups.
Oh, I got to get, man. Come on, bro. You don't make me lose my wits about me.
Not with a full burger belly.
Ooh. Yeah, all right. Man, that was hilarious, Dawson. LeBron's going off at the age of 40. 40 points. 40 years old. Dunking on the youngins.
The new 40-40 club.
Oh, my gosh.
Only him in it. Only got to do it twice.
They out there calling him Unk, and he's schooling them.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Even his head coach is glazing, they said.
I believe I saw the other day he's a billionaire. And he's playing on the second night of a back-to-back at 40 after 22 years with every freaking record and every accolade. And the kids will say that I'm glazing him. He's one of the greatest competitors.
Just glaze.
Man knows, he knows the slang.
He knew it, too.
He knew it. The kids.
It's like, I know what I'm doing, and yeah, I'm doing, still going to do it.
Two hands. They say I got some handles, man. I'm JJ Redick, baby.
Yeah, exactly. Good ball handler.
There we go. Oh, you know what? Speaking of you, Broadus, what were you talking about yesterday? Check this out.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of holes. I'm just trying my best not to pick the guy that could potentially bust on me. And Dane's right about Will Johnson.
Blake said.
That's crazy. That was crazy.
Oh, it's
like I get the buzz part, but when you said a lot of holes, like
holes.
You started with that, man, that's nuts.
There is there'll be no Krusty's Corner today at 3:40. Just gonna sit it out. Yeah.
Hold on, listen to Dawson.
I know there's a lot of holes. I'm just trying my best not to pick the guy that could potentially bust on me. And Dane's right about Will Johnson.
Blake said.
You know, because Blake's looking for a co-host. He had to leave the show.
There's a great common theme and thread between all these nominees.
Yes. I even have a clip for LA Live that goes with it, too, bro. Your boy was on the toilet just thinking, oh, yeah. Put that together. Mad scientist. let's see what else we got. Hey, this happened at a funeral.
Oh.
Yes. The guy goes, you know, you go up there and talk and say something kind about the dearly departed.
Yeah. Eulogy.
Yeah. Well, this man goes up there and talks about the first time he met the dearly departed. Mm. And he probably should have kept this to himself, or maybe for the after funeral vibes, you know, when the liquor's out.
But the thing is, you know, I was 11 years old and I had a hope.
Oh.
And the police used to pass by. What you doing? What you doing? I said, waiting on my hoe. 11 years old. I ain't never seen nothing like it. That's when I ran into James Wagner.
No.
But anyway, I just want to tell you.
Yeah.
Preston lives a lot.
Is James Wagner bringing his hoe back to him?
That's when I ran into James Wagner.
Yeah. Anyway.
Family confused as hell. Like, wait, okay, so was James into? What's going on?
Who is this guy?
Well, yeah, he had a little drink before the funeral.
Yeah,
little. He busted that out in the parking lot.
A hoe at 11 years old, man.
Yeah, it's wild life. Streets got to eat.
Yep.
They on Figaro. Or Harry Hans down here.
Yeah,
and Knox and Henderson, don't get it twisted.
Really?
Yeah, they look like they're going to like bars. Like they're just, you know, regular girls hanging out. It was working girls.
Oh, okay.
They are working girls.
Grind don't stop.
Come on, the grind. She got to get through school, SMU. Ha. I should have said that. My bad. Yeah, I don't know.
Pony up.
Yeah, pony up. Wow. All right, man.
Okay. Is it our champ four-time looking for five, Fred and Blake? J.J. Redick glazing that goat.
Glazing that goat.
Brought us, there's a lot of holes, but he's trying his best to pick the one that won't bust. First of all. Okay. And then Man explains his adolescence, you know, and how he met James. God. That's tough. That is really tough.
Yeah, really tough.
I'm going to vote for Broadus.
Why? There's a five-timer on the line.
Why?
Because I'll make them honorary five.
I'm going with Broadus as well.
Oh, jeez. What are we doing? Oh,
I don't even matter right now, bro. It's already a wash.
It's two.
I'm going with this thing up.
I'm going with Fan After Dark, but hey. It's looking kind of funny.
Okay.
Brian,
yeah,
you're right
there. Fan After Dark. We're going to tie this thing up and create a poll for our people to
Okay,
use.
We're going to win or jump on
a
to.
A poll or a hole, what'd you say?
Yeah. Hole.
Yeah, just don't bust on it, okay? We're going to go to @GBagNation on Twitter, okay? You can find all of our handles right there in the bio, @GBagNation. We're creating an Insta poll. We'll determine the champ here and then announce it on the other side before we get to what, Chief?
We got Biggest L, Biggest Dub, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? That's next right here on The Fan.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Thanks to everybody that voted @GBagNation on Twitter. Broadus has done it. He is once again your G-Bag of the Day champion. Congrats to Fred and Blake. Heck of a run. And now eligible for the G-Bag of the Year.
I wish you would have never showed me that Fred wind up, bro. I've been in here crying, like in a laughing K-hole. Like, get it together, dog. Get it together, bro.
It is too good.
First of all, hey, look. Hey, thanks. But.
Did he almost say the S-word in the midst of all that?
He don't know what he almost said. First of all, hey, look. Hey, thanks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, here's the chief.
Oh, my goodness gracious. All right, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here is British Ian. Biggest dub to our guy, Woody. Still clean and sober from the benzos. He's catching another dub this week because apparently his son is learning phrases already at just simply 2 years old. So ahead of the curve there, feeling good about that. He is taking the L thanks to the Team USA loss last night. So he's feeling that one. But overall, things are still great for our guy, Woody.
Yeah, probably easier to learn the English language when your daddy's not all drowsy on Xanax, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Enunciating much cause. Better. You know, you're already harvesting rewards from that sobriety.
Nice work, Woody.
Yeah. Paying off.
214, our buddy Coach Riff Dog. Old Riffy.
Yeah.
He's a ladies soccer coach at W.T. White.
Oh, nice. Hook him. That's my alma mater.
Well, they just went 10-0 on old Sock.
Oh.
Just tore them
South
up.
Cliff struggling a little bit in soccer.
Currently in second
Not
place.
Football.
Yeah. Just behind Hillcrest now.
Oh,
so
Hillcrest got a good team.
Tear them up.
The Lady W.T. White girls
Lady
are
Horns.
Lady Horns.
Yeah.
They're getting after it right now.
Get after him, coach. Here we go.
Riffy's a stud. He used to be a big bleeder and obviously works during the day. I guess he cut out early, soaking in some G-Bag Nation. You're the man, Riff. Right, appreciate you, bro.
Yeah. Abby starts high school soccer next year. Can't wait.
High school soccer.
Yeah.
Does that mean your reign as coach?
Reign of terror.
Is this like, wait, are you on your, is this your last ride?
May very well be.
Are you doing the, are you soaking it in after every one of these like road opponents that you go into and they're doing a whole, whole bells and whistles for you?
Yeah, there's a, you know, smell the roses type of vibe.
I How excited it. Are the parents?
You depend on which ones you ask, I guess.
Yeah, that's navigating that has to be the toughest part of the gig. Let's see. We have 817. What do you think about this one? Is he being sarcastic? He says, biggest dub, dating at 34 years old. I'm having lots of luck finding prospects in their prime. Do you think he's being honest about that?
Say again. I was looking at this.
Yeah.
The TV screen.
Dear God.
If he's 34,
He's saying he's dating.
What do you mean by prime?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I followed up with him because I'm reading this like, is this sarcasm or are you being real right now? Like, what are you? And it turns out he's like, I'm being real because he's like, I get mid to late 20-year-olds all the way up to mid 40s. So he just feels like being at 34 years old, he's in sort of the sweet spot. Right. Of being able to have the pick of the litter from, hey, you go on a date with like a 27-year-old, and all of a sudden, a week later, you're out with a 44-year-old, but that all works at 34.
That's good range, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. You got covering a lot of territory over here.
That is.
Save some for the rest of us, 817.
I was wondering what he meant by prime, but that's a good definition of
it, I suppose.
It's
a pretty dang good one.
Yeah.
972, biggest dub, positive annual review at work. Can you imagine? You ever get that? We don't do the like sit down face to face. Hey, this is where you sucked this year. They have like a montage of all your mistakes on the air.
Though. Yeah,
used to have something like that.
Yeah, we did though. Yeah. Can you write down a list of everything you kind of do around here?
Obviously, you work here. I've not had to run into that. Not yet. So
yeah, we did, I think, maybe one or two with Bruce Gilbert. Shout out to him. Been over a decade since he left, but saw him at the Super Bowl. It was nice catching up. But
Is that the gentleman that was at the Super Bowl? Talk?
Yeah, came by our table and said hi to know quite a few people. But he was like, yeah, there's a couple of times where you left an event early. You know, really think you could be there for your teammates a little bit more. And I was like, well,
I got a daughter.
I was getting really hammered, you know. I was about to, like, you know, I don't know if I was going to crash out, but it was unpredictable.
Right.
You
know,
so I was kind of like, wait, that was a white flag wave.
You were just doing us, everybody else a favor.
I thought
trying
so.
Trying to maintain some professionalism.
Yeah.
Crash out.
I learned from previous engagements, it's best to try to get out before you do something you got to apologize for.
I hear you on that one, man. Well, the same 972 who gets the dub for the positive annual review at work, also taking an L because he's dealing with food poisoning right now, which is, when I think about the worst experiences of my entire 31 years of life, the two or three times I've dealt with food poisoning, up there with just the most huge, miserable, awful, like, how could this even possibly be? How am I not actually dying right now? This feels like exactly like what death would be like.
Yeah.
Isn't it worse when it comes from a place that you like?
Yes, dude. Yeah. Yes.
So now you're scared to go back?
Mom's like kitchen.
I had such a good run.
It's too much paprika, mama.
With Taco Bueno in high school. Such a good run. I mean, the consistency factor was through the roof.
They tapped him out.
And then one Friday night, late night stop,
you
through
think
those
it's
bean and cheese burritos,
of alcohol
bro.
Alcohol you were drinking that night?
No, there
that's
was
a different kind of sick.
Yeah, it's a different kind of sick.
I think it maybe kind of crossed over.
No. I was like 15 years old. There was no booze whatsoever. This was just straight good old fashioned, tried and true food poisoning. And then I actually ended up getting it some years later at
Taco Bell. Went back, didn't you?
Chick-fil-A.
Oh,
yeah. Wolchuk still swears, like, nah, you didn't get Chick-fil-A.
Was it,
no way
was it from
you got Chick-fil-A.
Wolchuk's store?
It wasn't Wolchuk's store, no. It was like a whole, high school team dinner thing. Some parents were controlling it and like, hey, we're going to bring everybody chicken sandwiches. Chicken sandwiches. Yeah. But it was weird because
the lettuce got you.
The chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A doesn't usually come with cheese on it, right? Like, there's specialty ones that do, but like your run-of-the-mill Chick-fil-A sandwich, no cheese. These had this weird pepper jack kind of cheese thing on it. I remember looking at it and thinking, that's weird, but obviously I'm just going to eat this thing. And then
of course you are.
Within 60 minutes,
really?
it was a disaster. And I was at a, it was a Thursday night before our Friday night game, so we go watch the JV team. So we just eat the Chick-fil-A, we walk over to the stadium, we're watching the JV team play, and I'm living in the bathroom there, and it's both ends.
Ooh.
In a high school stadium bathroom.
Oh, like you want to talk about exit at some point? You're like, how do I
go?
Know that I'm clear to go?
Exactly. Yeah. And now I got like a 20-minute ride home to my house, which was the worst drive of my life.
Yeah, that paper in those bathrooms, not good.
You're starting to shiver?
I puked all over the floor in the bathroom.
My goodness.
I didn't know what to do. I'm like, what am I supposed to do?
In the commode. You puke in the commode.
I know, because I was having to two in the commode. That was the problem. Oh. And they don't have like the handy-dandy like trash can usually.
Flush.
When it's a both ends at home, you got the trash can. Flush, you're sitting
puke,
on the toilet.
Flush, puke.
Maybe? Disaster. Flush, puke. Yeah.
I've only felt like that for
my
me.
Ass. Easier said than done.
Yeah.
Well, how
no,
about
you can't. You can't when you're.
I mean, seriously, have you ever had food poisoning? Just be honest.
Never have.
Okay. I'm telling you, I wouldn't wish it upon my worst enemy.
You guys,
so I hope you never have that.
You guys have seen what on Fridays, what like those bet payoffs. So I don't think things bother me like that.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Somebody get him a fountain soda from the Cabo San Lucas Airport right about now. We'll see you on Saturday night.
I'm serious, man. I do not know. I don't think so.
His innards have, I mean, they are undefeated in terms of this show and payoffs.
I'm absolutely right. You've seen it with your own eyes.
Yeah.
Don't give me that look. Oh, give me a fountain from Cabo. No, you know. You know.
It will destroy you. It'll bring you to your knees, Brian. Surely somebody's streaming down there about ready to head home from a vacation. Just go ahead and bottle that thing up.
I do think, though, like, here. The odds are probably still not in his favor, but
61 years old, man.
But at 61, to never have food poisoning does say something about the way your innards are compared to the rest of us.
Bingo.
Trucker's belly. You got a trucker's stomach.
What are you being? Okay.
Just saying.
It's a compliment.
Yeah.
He said belly. Makes it sound like a... Okay,
stomach.
Kind of, I'm kind of.
Would you prefer?
You're right, Lucius.
Oh, you
washboard
curl. Like my God,
trucker's washboard.
I feel like you would be disrespectful when you said that my jeans are looking like what?
You called it a belly. Big L to Hooters
you sound
lovers.
Like my girl.
Yeah.
Do you guys see Hooters is preparing to file for bankruptcy, having to restructure the old dotted line, bottom line?
Is that like a bankruptcy protection where they're going to get reorganized and stay in action?
Sounds like it is.
Okay.
Sounds like it is. But still, it's
obviously
not something.
How much does it cost to buy Hooters?
Ask your guy, John Gruden, man. Text coach. He'll probably have a good idea.
Turn it into Gruders. Maybe.
Yeah.
He could.
No, I was wondering if they would take money to, like, if we could buy the whole thing and make it better.
Yeah, we need to restructure to whoever those wings they were buying them from in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the golden
they
age.
They were crispy. They were paws big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Paws big.
Yeah, like now they're all small and it's too much grease and not enough crunchy chicken.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's part of their
the
problem right now.
Were good.
Hopefully they're going to get to the bottom of that issue. But huge dub to Siesta Key, named the number one beach in the United States just 4 months after getting clobbered by Hurricane Milton. They've already got that thing back up and running.
They rebuilt that
it's
thing.
It's apparently the softest sand in the world. And it's number one. Siesta Key, the number one beach in the United States, I think was number four in the world.
So it's better than some Hawaiian beach?
Yes, it is.
Siesta Key?
Siesta Key is apparently
where
the
is this? I've never heard of it.
It's in Sarasota, Florida.
I'm throwing a challenge flag. He's right. I'm throwing a challenge flag here.
I don't blame you because I was not expecting that either because you have followed up from
Hawaii.
You have the Poipu Beach Park in Kauai.
Yeah.
Hawaii, and then you have the Kanapali Beach in Maui.
Yeah,
that's two and three.
There we go.
Yeah, it's a great beach.
But yes, Siesta Key, apparently the best beach in America. Who'd have thunk it?
Road trip. Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's go back to back with you, though, because it's NFL news of the daytime before we get to the Cowboys news. Where are you taking us?
We got all sorts of news coming out of Diana Russini's report, Myles Garrett, Trey Smith. What are they going to do? And Cooper DeJean, he's just like all of us next year on The Fan.